Welcome to the Drink In Geek Out podcast, the show where we drink beer and talk about it. This is another one of our special light episodes. I know it has been many moons since our last episode. I think almost 2 months since our last normal episode back around Halloween. And now it is the day after Christmas. And I apologize. Holidays are a busy time. The year, end of the year is a busy time. So hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll be back to normal, get a few real episodes out. But for now, this is Saf, and I'm going to do a quick light episode. And right now I am enjoying a gingerbread-inspired beer from Harpoon Brewery in Boston. It is part of their UFO line, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But first, this 'tis the season for summer movie trailers. So in this episode, I will be breaking down some of the trailers for movies coming out here real soon. These go in order by release date, and the first movie I want to talk about is John Wick Chapter 2. This comes out February 10th. I know it's not really a summer movie, but this trailer really just dropped a week ago or 2 weeks ago maybe. And so, I mean, I am really excited about this movie. I love the first John Wick. It's not like a huge story to it or anything. It's just a fun action movie with lots of gun headshots and kung fu action. It's pretty much one of my favorite action movies of late. My wife and I watch it at least once a year, it seems like. And I'm just super excited to see how they progress the story in Chapter 2. The trailer looks awesome. You got Larry Fishburne back reunited with Keanu from The Matrix, and just looks like just a lot more action and gun fighting and all that. So super excited about that. But that same day, before I move on, I want to say I also read a news article that they're going to do a John Wick comic book, and oh, I cannot wait for that either. But that could be a couple years off. That was just announced, though. As I was saying, that same day, the Lego Batman movie comes out. I'm a huge fan of Batman. We just moved to a new house, and our living room is going to be the Batman room, our Bat Cave, essentially. We got comic books all over the place. So I'm a huge fan of Batman. And then the Lego movie was just so fun last year or 2 years ago, whenever that came out. And this movie looks like it takes that same sense of humor and just throws Batman stuff into it. And it just looks like a lot of fun. So I'm also excited about that. Okay. Now, March 3rd, the new Wolverine movie comes out. And that is titled Logan, and it seems to be a more gritty look at the Wolverine story. It's not the same we got to save the world thing that all of these past X-Men movies and Wolverine movies have been. It seems to be a more light story, kind of like in Deadpool, how he was just trying to save his girlfriend. It just seems like to be a more simplistic story. And that trailer made it look really good. I don't like any of the Wolverine movies so far. And I like the new couple X-Men movies, like First Class and Days of Future Past and those. The older ones are okay. But I'm really excited to see this new Logan movie. And supposedly it's supposed to be Hugh Jackman, that's his name, his last movie. So we'll see. Maybe they'll kill him off. Spoiler? I don't know if it's a spoiler. But, yeah, so looking forward to that. Then on March 24th, we have Power Rangers. That looks terrible. The end. Moving on to the next movie. This is the new Fast and the Furious movie. It comes out April 17th. It is called The Fate of the Furious. And it looks like another awesome Fast and Furious movie. I love all of those movies. They're stupid, fun, car-driving action movies. I love those type of movies. This one looks a little different. Based on the trailer, if you don't want to know anything about it, don't listen. But it looks like Vin Diesel has been brainwashed or something, and he's going to be the new bad guy against his own team. It looks really cool, kind of silly. All those movies are really silly. People die, they come back. It's just ridiculous fun, and this one looks to be no different, and I can't wait. Now, this next movie is probably the movie I'm looking most forward to out of any movie ever, maybe. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Comes out May 5th. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, I guess it's just called Guardians of the Galaxy, is probably my favorite Marvel movie of the MCU. And this one looks like it's going to be even better. Baby Groot? I mean, that's all you really got to say. It looks hilarious at parts, but there's also the action and just the superhero Marvel stuff is all great. So, sorry about the Trump sniffing right there. but yeah, I'll be there opening day for that one. The next movie that's coming out is called Baywatch, based on the TV show. It comes out May 26th. I don't really know what to say about that. It looks kind of funny. It reminds me of the 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, kind of like that sense of humor, so I'll probably see it maybe on DVD. I'm not going to go to the theater to see it, but Dwayne Rock Johnson, he's hilarious, so yeah, I'll probably check that one out eventually. Moving on to June 2nd, this is when Wonder Woman comes out. I don't really care. I lost faith after Batman vs. Superman. I know we've talked about it 100 times on this show. Nobody really liked that. I haven't seen Suicide Squad. I don't really care to at this point. And just based on the Wonder Woman trailer, it seems to be more slow-mo fighting action that just Zack Snyder pisses out. Even though it's not a Zack Snyder movie, he set up this universe and it's just not appealing to me, so I'll probably skip that one too. Maybe I'll see it on Redbox or something, but I'm definitely not going to see that. Then June 9th is the new Mummy, starring Tom Cruise. I think Russell Crowe's in it. The trailer looks kind of good, but it just looks like Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, or what's that, Jack Reacher, meets a mummy. It's just another Tom Cruise action movie, which I like all the Mission Impossible movies, don't get me wrong, but it just seems to be taking that guy from Mission Impossible and throwing him into a different situation. It doesn't seem like anything original, really. And I would like to see Brendan Fraser pop up as a cameo, but I know that's not going to happen. I don't have really much to say about that. Moving on to June 23rd, we get Transformers The Last Night. Again, don't care. All of those Transformer movies are awful. This looks like another dumb Michael Bay shit explosions out my ass all over the screen until kids cream their jeans. Those movies have no story. The story that's there is confusing and rapey, and I don't know. It's just gross to me. I don't like any of it. Moving on, July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming. We got to see a little bit of Spider-Man in Civil War. This is the first time Marvel's really taking over from Sony to really produce a Spider-Man movie, and it looks like what you want from a Spider-Man movie. I haven't liked any of the previous movies, or Spider-Man movies, I should say. Tobey Maguire, didn't like him. I didn't even see the last one. The first Andrew Garfield one was not good, so I didn't even see the second one. I've heard very, very bad things about it, so I went ahead and skipped it. But this next one looks great. So I'm actually looking forward to a Spider-Man movie for once. And there's a little Iron Man in there, so you can see the connection to the MCU coming through. And then finally, I think this is the last one that I've seen as lately, the last trailer, I mean. On July 14th, we have War of the Planet of the Apes. It looks good. Woody Harrelson's like the new guy in it. I liked both of the previous Planet of the Apes movies, and this one looks to be at the same level of action and drama and all that, so I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen any of those in the theater. I'll probably buy it when it comes out and just have in my collection. But yeah, I don't really remember much from the trailer, to be honest. But I know it'll be another one of those fun Planet of the Apes movies, so I'll be seeing it eventually down the line. And that will wrap up my movie trailer review, preview, whatever you want to call it. Let's get back to the beer review. As I said, this is the Gingerland. It's part of the UFO, which stands for Unfiltered Offering. The UFO, the UF from Unfiltered Offering. Oh, I don't know. That's the way it's written on the back of the bottle. It's a gingerbread-inspired beer. In the back of the bottle, it says, brewed, not baked. Poured, not sliced. Inspired by a classic tale, deliciously spiced. It's got a fun little rhyme. The front of the label has a, I think it's a fox kind of sniffing up a tree, a silhouette, basically. And then on the neck of the bottle, you'll see a little gingerbread hiding out in the top of the tree. So it's kind of a cool looking bottle. It's just a basic 12-ounce bottle. And then the beer is a, I would say it's like a golden amber color with lots of particles floating around in it. I will say this beer has been in my fridge for over a year. So maybe it might taste a little off. So I'm just going to go with the score I gave it before. I gave it a 3.5, I believe, when I had the first one in the box. It was like a multi-pack, and this one got pushed to the back, and I forgot about it. But I figured, Christmas episode, well, yesterday was Christmas, and this is, wanted to go with a Christmassy beer for this little light episode. But as far as flavor goes, it's got a nice hint of gingerbread at the back end. It's not too heavy, not bitter. It's really actually pretty good. If it was a fresh one, I might bump it up a little bit. I'm not a huge fan of gingerbread cookies, but if you are, I think you'll love this beer. So, yeah, I would say 3.5 is a pretty reasonable score. And I guess that's going to do it. Hopefully you enjoyed this light mini episode. And hopefully we will be back in a week. Nah, probably not next week. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks. With another new episode, a real episode where we drink in beers, out beers, review them, have a strange brew. And you might notice sound quality and improvement. I did buy a new soundboard over the break and 4 new microphones. So hopefully we'll have a little improvement. And again, I apologize. We've been off for a while. I've moved to a new place and I've been working holidays or helping out at my second job. So I just haven't had any time to record with the other guys, and I know they're all busy doing their own thing. So as I say, thank you for listening, staying subscribed, and hopefully very soon we'll have some more, reasonably scheduled episodes without the huge breaks in between. As always, as we say here, drink in, or how does it go? It's been a while. Oh yeah, drink up and geek out.